Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. The Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program. Praise the Lord. We're going to start off the program today with one of my favorite songs, How Great Thou Art.
Let's sing, How Great Thou Art, G.
Praise the Lord.
Help, glory to God.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in. Let on the cross my burden gladly bury. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Next, we've got Bridget Williams singing Jesus Never Fails, and from there we'll go right into our sermon for today, Brother Ricky Bledsoe.
Oh, be a miserable, messed up, and confused generation in society if our God failed us. And I'm glad that I can trust in Him and believe in Him. Come on, Brother Ricky. Preach to us, brother, if you would. And I appreciate him and Sister Darlene taking time to come be with us.
Yes.
Came straight from the ministers' conference.
Been going ever since.
Thank you. Good room. Thank you for everything. Leviticus chapter 14, verse number 14. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil that is in the hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make atonement for him unto the Lord. Could we pray?
Father, glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Father, Lord. I look to you, Lord, your word, Lord. You said it forever in heaven. Bless thy man of God, Lord. Bless our ears, Lord, to hear. Bless my brother to speak. Lord, help us, Lord. Anointed speaking, anointed hearing. In Jesus' name, Lord.
Amen.
Do bless. Bless, dear Lord. Keep us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Praise
God. Amen.
Well, I just felt that of the Lord. I want to preach about the blood tonight.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm glad for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we can read in Joshua chapter 2. There was Rahab the harlot saved herself and her whole entire family from destruction when she had hung out that scarlet thread from her window.
Yes.
You know that scarlet thread represented the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And in the book of Exodus, amen, we can read the children of Israel saved their household from the death angel when they took and applied the blood of the lamb to the top and to the sides of the doorpost. Amen. Here in Leviticus, it deals with the cleansing of the leper. Leprosy in the Old Testament was a type for sin. Amen. What this shows us is that the leper was not considered clean until the blood was applied.
Come on,
and then after the blood was applied, he was pronounced clean. Amen. By the application of the blood. Amen. Then the priest would apply the oil right on top of the blood. Amen. Praise God. The oil was applied where the blood was present. I'm glad for the blood. Praise God. The importance of the blood is this. The Holy Ghost answers to the blood. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost answers to the blood. The Holy Ghost witnesses to the blood.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost honors the blood.
Oh, yes.
And the Holy Ghost testifies to the blood.
Oh, yeah.
And the Holy Ghost waits for words, the Holy Ghost comes where the blood has been applied.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank God for the blood. Amen. First it's the blood, then it's the oil.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. There. My brother.
Praise God. First it's the blood. Yeah. Hey, then the all. No blood, no salvation.
Yeah. Right.
No blood, no justification.
Right.
No blood, no deliverance.
Amen.
No blood, no sanctification. Yeah. No blood, no all.
Lord.
No blood, no power. No blood, no anointing. No blood, no peace. No blood, no authority. No blood, no joy. And no blood, no protection. Amen. I'm there for the blood tonight. There's power in the blood.
Yes.
Amen. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Praise God. Hell, I tell you. Amen. There is no Pentecost without a Passover.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, glory to me. I just open my vocal cords up. I'd like to preach to you here a little bit. Passover. You know it was when the death angel passed through the land. And he came over every house. Come on now. Amen. And when he passed over, every house is one thing is looking for. And that was the blood. Amen. That was the blood.
Yeah.
Being applied to the doorpost of the house. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you. Amen. There's a spirit of death. Come on now. Amen. Oh, it was looking on the Egyptians' home and the Israelites' homes, and the one that was covered by the blood, they were protected. Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm covered by the blood. I'm glad I'm protected by the blood. I'm glad there's power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Are you covered tonight? I said, are you covered by the blood?
Yeah.
I believe in water baptism now. I do. But it don't wash away the filth of the flesh.
Right.
It's only a clearer conscience toward God. But the blood washes away all of our sin. You ask me why, I'll tell you why. My sins are gone. When he penned these words, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Oh, have you got the blood tonight? Are you under the blood? Amen. There's no fire without any blood. And you can't get the Holy Ghost without the blood. Then you gotta go.
Yes, help him, Lord. Glory.
Oh, preach it back. Just have to whisper. And then if I can't, I'm going to throw you the microphone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm covered by the blood. On the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, 120 men, oh, they were baptized with supernatural fire.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And though the tongues like as a fire, it set up on each of them, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of the Lord came in our lips. You gotta go to Calvary before you get there in the other room.
This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m., and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there.